Welcome to Board Game Top Tens, episode 936, for Saturday, May 11th, 2024. This is the BGG Page Views edition. Entering at number 20, House of Fado, by Vital Lacerda and Joao Quintela Martins, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 14,714. That is a 2,208 fewer than last week's number 20. Entering at number 19, Epochs, by Jeffrey CCH, published by Iceworks, with 15,182, about 470 more than House of Fado. The subtitle of Epochs is Course of Cultures. 2 weeks ago at number 15, last week dropping back to number 24, this week back up 6 to 18, The White Castle, by Sheila Santos and Israel Sendrero, published by DeVere, with 15,368. About 200 more than Epochs and a gain of more than 7%. Last week's number 1 tumbles all the way down to 17. Vantage, by Jamie Stegmeier, published by Stonemeyer Games, with 15,612, about 250 more than The White Castle, and a huge decline of 72%. This marks the 83rd time a number one has missed the top 10 altogether the following week, the last time 3 weeks ago with Horror on the Orient Express. After 2 weeks at number 21, climbing 5 to 16, Terraforming Mars, by Jacob Frixelius, published by Stronghold Games, with 16,022, about 400 more than Vantage, and just a small decline of 244, or 1.5%. But notice the 5-position climb. This is related to the number 20 game being 2,000 views fewer than last week. Actually, Terraforming Mars spent not just the last 2 weeks, but 3 of the last 4 at number 21. Falling from 4 to 15, The Mandalorian Adventures, by Corey Kineska and Josh Bepler, published by Unexpected Games, with 16,844, about 800 more than Terraforming Mars, and a pretty significant decline of 58%. Climbing 3 to 14, Spirit Island, by R. Eric Royce, published by Greater Than Games, with 17,238, about 400 more than The Mandalorian, and a slight, very slight decline of only 33 views, 0.2%, and yet still a 3-position climb. After 3 weeks at number 14, moving up to number 13 is Dune Imperium, by Paul Denon, published by Direwolf, with 17,977, about 700 more than Spirit Island, and a much more substantial decline of 1,800, or 9%, and again, yet, it moves up a spot. But here, we have a clean break between the top 12 games on the list. The gap from 12 to 13 is 2,200, just about. The gap from 13 to 20 is 3,200. So those games are bunched together, but here we have a break. So that difference of 2,200 views between number 20s from this week and last week, by the time we get to the number 10, is moderated to only a little less than 700. After climbing 2 last week, up 3 more to 12, Brass, Birmingham, by Matt Tolman, Martin Wallace, and Gavin Brown, published by Roxley Games, with 20,124, a 6% gain. So you can already see the difference here, right? Because a 6% gain for Brass yields 3 positions, whereas keeping basically steady for Spirit Island also yielded 3 positions, a little lower down the list. Ending a 3-week run back in the top 10, falling from 6 to 11, Heroes of Might and Magic 3, the board game, by Kamil Bielkowski and Jakub S. Olechek, published by Archon Studio with 20,178, just 54 more than brass, and a decline of 31%. There are four new entries in the top 10 this week. We've heard from three of them. From 6 to 11, Might and Magic, Heroes of Might and Magic 3. From 4 to 15, The Mandalorian Adventures. From 1 to 17, Vantage. Also from 5 down to 44, Fallout. It actually spent 2 weeks back in the top 10. Number 10, The White Castle, Matcha, by Shayla Santos and Israel Sandrero. Although on the box it does just say Shay S. and Isra C., published by DeVere with 20,637. That's about 460 more than Might and Magic. As I said, the difference between number 10s from this week and last week is 674. This is an expansion for The White Castle, which was just released last year, and we saw surge into the lower reaches of the top 20, and is focused around placing your influence in a tea house, matcha being a type of tea. Number 9, Ark Nova by Matthias Vigge, published by Capstone Games, with 20,958, about 300 more than the White Castle expansion, and a slight decline of about 1.7%, and yet it inches up a spot for the second week in a row, from 11 to 10 to 9. Number 8, Inventions by Vital Lacerda, published by Eagle Griffin Games, with 21,222, about 250 more than Ark Nova, and a slight gain of 1.3%, which yields a 3-position climb as it re-enters the top 10 after falling out for a week. 2 weeks ago, it had climbed up to 10, last week back to 11, this week up to 8. The gap from 8 to 12 is just a little over 1,000. It's like 1,098. So tight bunching between those five games, and then again, we see a clean break for the top 7. Number 7, Heat, by Asger Harding Granerud and Daniel Skjold Pettersson, published by Days of Wonder, with 25,059, nearly 4,000 more than Inventions, and a gain of about 10%, as it climbs 2 positions in its 71st week on the chart. That mark moves it into sole possession of number 14 on the most weeks list, passing Kingdom Death Monster. Number 6, Arcs, by Cole Wehrle, published by Leader Games with 26,616, 1,500 more than Heat, and a very slight gain of 150 views, or 0.6%, which yields a 2-position climb for Arcs. Number 5, A Jest of Robin Hood, by Fred Serval, published by GMT Games, with 27,789, about 1,200 more than Arcs, and a gain of 35% from where it was last week, which was down a little bit lower in the top 20. This is a debut. The definition, by the way, jest is spelled with a G, G-E-S-T. The definition of that word jest is, quote, a tale of adventures. I don't know why I said quote. That's just the definition. The blurb for Board Game Geek says this is, quote, guerrilla tactics in medieval England, unquote. So it uses the coin system that GMT has, short for counterinsurgency, and is aimed at newer wargamers, but of course set in, you know, centuries ago England. Number 4, Bus, by Jeroen Dumen and Joris Viersinga, published by Splatterspellen and Capstone Games, with 28,325. That's about 600 more than A Jest of Robin Hood. And this is our highest new entry of the week, returning to the chart for only the second time. It's a quite old game, but the last time it was on was more than 4 years ago when there was news of a reprint. Well, now we have news of a reprint and a, quote, complete edition pre-order. Bus, by the way, is a pick-up and deliverer game with a setting of a bus route. And I believe it's the first game from Splatterspellen, the publisher of Food Chain Magnet, most known for that one, but also lots of other very heavy games. Number 3, Slay the Spire, the board game, by Gary Dworetsky, Anthony Giovanetti, and Casey Yano, published by Contention Games, with 40,554, 12,000 clear of Bus, and just a decline of 2,000 views, or about 5%, as it holds on to its number 3 position for the second week. Number 2, Harmonies, by Johann Benvenuto, published by Libelude, with 27,688, 7,000 more than Slay the Spire, and an even smaller decline of just 700 views, or 1.5%, it also retains its position at number 2 for the second week. Number 1, Sand, by Ariel Di Costanzo and Javier Pellizzari, published by Devere, with 51,393, 3,700 more than Harmonies, and a gain of 83% or 23,000 views from where it was last week at number 7, a 6-position climb, as it captures the number 1 for the first time. Those top 3 games are all repeating. So they were all here last week, so they're here again this week. This is the first time since November 25th, almost 6 months ago, when we have no new entry or debut in the top 3 on the list. For Saturday, May 11th, 2024.